time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yeah. Let's start off with Louis Tomlinson. He just announced his debut solo album. That's right. The former One Direction member posted a video online announcing, yes, he will be releasing his new album, Walls, January 2020.
Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to announce that my new album, Walls, will be available on January the 31st. You can pre-order it now. I'm really relieved to finally be here. Thank you very much, everyone, for your patience. Cheers.
Cheers, darling. Oh, cannot wait for that. Well, Pete Davidson has moved on. He's got a new girlfriend, none other than supermodel Kaia Gerber. She is the daughter of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. And hey, Pete just keeps moving on. He was spotted leaving her NYC apartment. What? So apparently that's his new woman.
Why do people care? It's very weird.
Well, I care.
He's 25. She's 18. He does not really have a type because he has dated such beauties as Ariana Grande. Of course, they were engaged. Then he went a little older, Kate Beckinsale, and now he's with Kaia Gerber. So
good
he gets
for
all
you,
the
Pete.
Beautiful women.
We thought it was over after Ariana, but it's just beginning.
It's just beginning. Speaking of pretty ladies, Holly Madison, Bridget Marquardt. Did you guys ever watch The Girls Next Door on E? I used to love that. At the Playboy Mansion. Well, now Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriends want to do a seance. In fact, they're planning one in hopes of talking to Hugh Hefner. They want to channel his energy. They're going to do a supernatural session Halloween Eve. On Halloween Eve, so that's coming up next week, inside of Holly Madison's home. They're going to bring Hugh through.
Hugh, it's me, Holly. Look at my boobies.
Miss you. They've enlisted a Hollywood psychic medium, and they're going to do it. They're really, like, Bridget's always been into ghost adventures and so forth, so I would totally watch that.
I don't know if that's cool or creepy. I've always tried to get people on the show to do a Ouija board, but nobody would. Would you do that, Mackenzie?
No, I think that's a portal, like a gateway to the devil. So
it's
no.
Just a board game.
But I feel like dark energies can come through that. I only want the light. I only want the good ones. But you can do it. We'll watch.
All right. I will do that next week here on Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. I would freak out. I don't even want to be around.
I would not be here.
I would not be a part of that.
No, not coming to work that day.
Can we talk about that sometime on the show? Because
yes.
I think you guys are crazy for not doing that.
I would never do that. That's like the dark side. No, thanks.
Okay.
And Ben Affleck, some people say the dark side dating apps, but he is looking for love, and he has joined a dating app. So it's a celeb-friendly dating app with like Raya. So basically, I'm sure it's like big bucks to join, and it's only high-end people, but he really is looking for a real partner. He's not looking to date necessarily a celebrity, but he wants to find somebody, so he's going on dating apps.
There's temptation to get, like, I can get depressed, I can feel like, oh, I've been through a lot, and this was hard, and that was hard, or I could be kind of embarrassed, but I have to say, I'm like, I feel so good now, I'm in such a great place, kids are healthy, life is good.
Good for you, Ben Affleck. So he split from Lindsay Shookus. She was that SNL producer that he'd been dating for a while, post Jennifer Garner. And now she is hooking up with John Hamm. So he's like, hey, what about me? So he's joining a dating app.
Yeah, that's definitely like falling down. We were talking about Pete Davidson going up. Ben's kind of falling down.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner, there's really no way but down after
She's
that.
She's just a good gal. He really lost out on that one.
No doubt. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. When in a new relationship, like, how far along do you bring up finances? Because this whole question kind of circles around you, Chops.
Never.
Okay. You never bring it up. Just don't ever talk about it.
Okay, there is a little bit of a backstory. There's more than just never, but we're going to try to help Pork Chop out next with group therapy here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.